I used to work as a security guard for a small warehouse in my city. It was an overnight job, which wasn't ideal, but it paid really well in comparison to other similar gigs. Though the warehouse itself wasn't too big or impressive, the company that owned it sold expensive tech items, so I guess it was necessary to have the building under surveillance 24/7. My job was nothing more than watching the cameras, walking around, and very rarely filling out reports. This night, it was raining heavily, with occasional thunder as well. Honestly, although it was a bit of a creepy ambiance, it was nights like these that I felt more laid back, knowing that nobody would be going out. I got in and talked to the closing shift workers as they left, having the warehouse to myself from 10:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. Usually the building was really quiet, with only a bit of creaking, but with the rain crackling down on the roof, it was almost impossible to hear anything else. About 2 hours in, I took a break from staring at the camera footage and got up to walk around the building for a typical security check. I went all the way down to the far end, where most of the actual storage section of the warehouse was, then started walking to the other end, but a soft beeping sound began echoing through the hallway. It was an alert coming from the security room. I walked quickly over and checked it, seeing that it was a latch sensor on the back door, which meant that someone tried to open it. I opened up the live camera feed that covered that door, but nobody was out there. After a minute, I went to the back door myself to take a look at it, thinking maybe the sensor was faulty or that the rain had messed with something. I disabled the alarm and opened the door, then glanced around, seeing nothing but an empty alleyway behind the warehouse. Nothing out of the ordinary. The door itself looked fine though. I mean, I was no expert on it, but I ran it through the test and it never misfired or failed to detect the latch. I looked around once more before shutting and locking it. Unfortunately, despite me not seeing anyone or anything, I still had to file an entire report on the incident due to the alarm showing up in the system. So I got back to the security office and started filling out the paperwork. Only a couple minutes in, a thud echoed through the entire building. I jumped up and stared down the hallway, unsure of exactly where the sound came from or what it was. I left the room and stood in the hallway, listening for any more sounds, but didn't hear anything aside from the rain hitting the roof. I walked cautiously across the building, looking at the shelves for any fallen boxes or noticeable damage, but as I got closer to the front of the building, the sound of the rain started to get louder. I rounded the corner and stopped in place as I looked across the warehouse. The front door was wide open, and on the floor I could see the reflection of water puddles, likely from someone having entered the building. I sprinted back and locked myself inside the room, pressing the emergency button to get a hold of the police immediately. While I waited, I heard a few thuds from within the building, and then it stayed quiet until the police arrived. I waited by the front and gave a report to one of the officers while two others searched the warehouse. A minute later, they came back to the front with a man in cuffs. They said he was hiding behind some boxes in the storage area with a hammer in his hands. And as he passed by, he gave me a cold stare that horrified me. After a few days, police reported back that the guy seemed to have been under high influence of several drugs and gave no reason for his actions. It's unclear what he intended to do, but he was hiding with a hammer in his hands after forcefully breaking in, and with him being so intoxicated, there's just no saying what he could have done. Luckily, he's still behind bars, and I no longer work overnight at a creepy warehouse. But that night still holds a horrifying feeling over me, especially on rainy nights when I can't see or hear my surroundings. It was a weekend night, and my parents were out of town for a few days, so I invited my friend Matthew to a sleepover. We were both 14, so having a sleepover with no parents around was too good to pass up on. Matthew came over at 8, walking across the street through a storm that had started earlier in the day. When I let Matthew inside, he was soaked. I don't think either of us realized it was pouring that hard out. He quickly changed into some dry clothes, and then we immediately fired up the Xbox. We cycled through a bunch of different games over the next 5 hours, with no plan to stop anytime soon. We were even talking about pulling an all-nighter and gaming straight to morning. But while playing one of our games, we suddenly heard a knock at the back door. A loud knock, like someone banging on the door. Matthew and I looked at each other, showing that neither of us knew who it was, or why anyone would be at the back door. We both stayed in the living room and didn't move, not wanting whoever was out there to see us. A man called out for help, being drowned out by the rain. Both of us were too skeptical and scared to even let the man see us, but we were also nervous to call the police without knowing who it was or why they were out there. I think for some reason we thought that we'd get in huge trouble if we called the police and it turned out to be nothing. We agreed that one of us should go around through the kitchen and look to see who it was. Our kitchen was on the far left side of the house, and the back door was in the middle, so the plan was to look at them without being seen. I took one for the team and snuck over, leaning just my head from behind the wall and looking over at the door. The knocking suddenly stopped, and they stopped calling for help. It was foggy, dark, and rainy outside, but through it, I could make out an outline of a large figure. He was right by the door, but still, I couldn't make out any features or even tell which way he was facing. I went back to Matthew and told him what I saw. During our talk, though, we realized it had been a long time since we'd heard anything. I went around to the kitchen and checked again, but this time, nobody was there. We listened for any signs of him for the next 10 minutes, but eventually went back to gaming. I think we assumed it was a mistake or something, I don't really know. But again, we were pretty young and were nervous to call the police about something we weren't sure about. We played for 15 more minutes, but it just wasn't as enjoyable as it was before, so we figured it best to call it a night and just watch TV before bed. I stood up and turned around to get the remote, and was caught by a set of piercing eyes staring at me through the window. His face was almost pressed against the glass, with rain pouring over his long hair, and his eyes were wide open, looking like he was insane. I was in shock, but Matthew must have turned around too, because he screamed and started running to the other side of the house, and I followed after him. Both of us heard a few thumps by the window, like he was trying to open it or something, but then it went quiet. Matthew called his parents, who called the police for us, but by then, it was all over. The officers did find a few muddy shoe prints outside the house though, which made Matthew and I feel better knowing that they believed us, but we were both still terrified. Whoever that man was could have been standing outside that window, staring at us and watching us for almost 30 minutes. It still sends chills through my body just thinking about it. The man was never identified, but he never came by again. What would have happened had we tried to help him is unlikely to have been good. I'm just hoping nobody else falls for his trap or makes the same mistakes that we made that could have cost us our lives. Over the course of 8 months last year, I lived in my RV and road tripped across the continent. This happened in the first month of my trip. I was staking out just outside of Alaska, at the border of Yukon, in a forest about a mile out from the main road. It was summer, so most of the snow was gone, and the views were amazing. At the time, I'd been there for about a week, and there were a few days in a row of on and off rain. My RV was parked in a clearing, with trees surrounding it, but not covering it from the rain, so I spent most of those days inside. I'd read and look out the windows, or just listen to music and think. It was just a really calming place to be. But one of these days while cooking lunch, I heard a shuffling sound coming through the rain. I stopped what I was doing and listened, thinking it could be a bear having smelled the food I was cooking. As the sound got closer though, it became more distinctly footsteps. They came up really close, making me nervous to pull aside the curtains and look. But just as they came within a few feet, they turned and walked away. After a second, I peered out the curtains, seeing the back of a man walking away into the woods. I didn't see much of him, obviously with the rain obstructing my view, but I could tell he wasn't living out here, or at least not without a van or RV. He had no backpack, or really anything of that matter, to show that he was camping or hiking somewhere. Why he was out here, basically the middle of nowhere, off the side of a road, was concerning, unless somehow it was just a coincidence that he stumbled across me. I checked several times throughout the rest of the day, but saw nothing else of concern. As the night rolled on, the rain picked up and some lightning started coming in as well. I prepped the RV to make sure it was all sealed up. It was my first time in the heavy rain while not being parked in a normal lot, so I was a little worried. I stayed up later than usual to make sure everything held up well, and it was a few hours into the night that I heard footsteps approaching again. With the rain, I only heard them once they were already very close. They went right up to the door, and then the footsteps stopped. I waited, looking at the door for several minutes, but there were no further sounds. I slowly crept up to the door, looking through the curtain. No one was there. I looked out into the trees and even checked the other windows, but it was almost as if I'd just imagined it. And after staying up for another hour, I assumed that's what it had to be. I ended up falling asleep, trying to keep my mind clear of whatever that was. In the morning, I got up and did my normal morning routine. The rain was much slower now, giving me the chance to go outside and look around. But when I opened the door, I noticed something strange. Footprints, right where I thought I'd heard the footsteps last night. Knowing I hadn't imagined it, I felt my face turn white. I looked next to the footprints and saw flattened grass going right under the bed of the RV. I slammed the door and grabbed my keys, not even prepping the cabin before driving away. In the side mirror, as I pulled out, I saw a figure laying in the grass right where my RV was parked. I left and continued driving far away from there. How they found me and what they planned to do is something I'm not sure of. If I had to guess though, I think they must have followed me out here from the road and probably were stalking me for the whole week I was there. I got really lucky though, because having something happen way out there would have ensured that I'd never be found.